News had reached me. Michael had returned. Something had happened to him in the trenches. All I knew was that he had to come back. It had been more than a few weeks since George had been recalled. I was nervous. My friend Martha. Her husband had just returned in a box just the day before. What would I be met with at the station? What kind of man would there be waiting for me? I didn't want him to hear the news from the town, so I told everything. All the time he never spoke. He just stared at me with no emotion. I couldn't tell what he was thinking. Since his return, Michael and I have not been speaking. When I look at him, the spark of life had left his eyes. It was as if anything I'd said to him meant nothing. It was hard to see him like this. Nothing I could say could bring him comfort. Day after day, it got harder and harder. We drifted further apart. I know it seems harsh to say, but that's when I realised I was no longer in love with him. I probably never was. I felt sorry for him. He had lost so much because of the war at that time. I wanted to heal him badly, but he wouldn't allow me. I don't think he would have allowed anybody. I really wished that time, more than anything, I loved him. But when I looked at him and he looked away, we both knew there were nothing left. Sometimes I'll go back to that cliff where George and I would spend our days. I would look out wondering, what was he doing? Was he thinking of me? Was he thinking of our baby? Maybe he was. The war raged on. I still had my job and my baby. I knew there'd be a future for us. I was back doing the hard work for the war relief. And I'd keep fighting through.